82% of immigrants deported from the Travis County Jail have no previous criminal record. That's a rate higher than any other county in the nation, according to analysis of federal data by the Benjamin Cardozo School of Law. Those deportations come about as a result of the Secure Communities Program of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It's a system that allows federal agents to check the documentation and criminal records of those brought into the county jail. The program was created to help deport the worst of undocumented criminal offenders from American soil. But according to Jim Harrington, that's not the way it's panned out.
The way Travis County has implemented this is basically to deport anybody that gets arrested, even for the most minor infractions.
Harrington is the director of the Texas Civil Rights Project. He started a campaign against secure communities. He argues that it actually has an adverse effect on law enforcement, especially within local immigrant communities.
The police constantly say, well, trust us, trust us, trust us, call us, and call us, and we'll help get you out of the cycle of violence. That's one message. The other message is you may end up deported, or somebody in your family may end up being deported.
But Travis County Sheriff Greg Hamilton says the county doesn't make the decision on who to deport and who not to deport. So any consequences of the program are out of his hands.
We work closely with FBI, DEA, ICE, all of the agencies, local, state, and federal. And ICE just so happened to be one of the agencies that we work with, and ICE is doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Hamilton calls secure communities another tool in the toolbox of law enforcement. As to why ICE agents in Travis County would deport a greater percentage of so-called non-criminal offenders than other counties.
I can tell you that over the last year, ICE has put more ICE agents here in Austin and in San Antonio. But that still doesn't answer the question that you just posed to me. I don't have any inkling on why the percentages are as high as they are.
Regardless of the cause, the effects of deportations are being felt among Austin's undocumented immigrants, who appear to confirm Harrington's suspicions. At a gas station off I-35, day laborers shelter themselves in the shade, waiting for work. Manuel, from Mexico, explains how many of his fellow immigrants respond when they witness criminal behavior.
Quedarse callado. Quedarse callado porque,
pues, they stay quiet. Stay quiet out of fear, he says, out of fear that they will deport you or detain you. Next to him, his countryman Antonio, neither of them would give their last names because of their immigration status, agrees. If they ask me, did you see something? No, I didn't see anything, he says. It's out of fear of not having papers. They deport you and you need to work. You're here for your family, to sustain them. We are the hope of our families. But representatives from ICE say the agency encourages people to call law enforcement, regardless of their immigration status.
A lot of people, you know, may opt to do it anonymously. As long as the information gets reported to the proper authority, I think that's paramount.
Nina Pruneda is the ICE spokesperson for Central and South Texas. She questions the analysis showing ICE deporting a higher percentage of non-criminal undocumented immigrants from Travis County, though she agrees it would be within its jurisdiction to do so. What she thinks is more important is the raw number of those deported from Travis County. Secure Communities started in Texas in October 2008. Since that time, the program has sent 15,245 people back to their home country. Since Secure Communities began in Travis County, June of 2009, she says 1,006 people identified through the program have been deported.
And that's not a very large number.
Of course, that statement is also debatable. Travis County Judge Sam Bisco wouldn't go on tape about the issue, but did say he was surprised by the percentage of deportations. And County Commissioner Sarah Eckhart said commissioners were reviewing the deportation statistics from the Travis County Jail. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.